It's something shiny, something needy for the main course. It's a fine looking high horse. What you got in the stable? We've a lot of starving faithful. That looks tasty, that looks plenty. This is hungry work. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins so you can sharpen your knife. Offer me my deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. No master.
We are Jetpacks for sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
You better Feel alright. let's keep some love in the line. You do your part and I'll do mine. Let's keep some love in the line. You do your part and I'll do mine. Let's keep some love in the line.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
This time every year, the kids ask me, what is a Santa Claus? And I kind of smile and I remember when I was their age, and the wonderment and excitement that was Santa Claus comes back to me. This magical, mystical creature who once a year brings so much happiness to so many people is with us again. And I remember. I remember what my mother used to tell me when I asked her about Santa Claus. She'd sit down and lift me to her lap and say, son, Santa Claus is many things. He's a world traveler, a toy inventor, a diplomat, and he has the biggest and best delivery system ever devised. He's a genius and can pack more sleds, bicycles, and dolls, and candy, and blocks, and toy cars, and airplanes into one bag than anyone else. And he can even get a supersonic robot who will play with a little boy in there, too. He receives more mail than the president, makes more trips than the secretary of state, and gives your daddy more funny neckties than he knows what to do with. He's seen everywhere, standing on street corners, in department stores, on billboards, and some even say they've seen him high in the sky in his sleigh. Santa Claus loves little children and animals and has 7 wonderful reindeer that go with him every year when he makes his visits around the world. He has more friends and more helpers than anyone else on earth. And he loves the cold weather so much that he lives at the North Pole. Best of all, he doesn't ask much for his services, just that all little girls and boys be good and fair and grow up that way to make the world a better place and Santa's job a little easier. And so when the children ask me, what is a Santa Claus? I tell them. Tell them what my mother told me, and it makes them happy. And I think when my mother told me, it made her very, very happy, too.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I love it when it's rolls around. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. Oh. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Close behind, they'll follow you into the dark. No blinding light or tunnels to gates of white, just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. In Catholic school, as vicious as Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black. And I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes we're all worn down. The time for sleep is now, but it's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. And if heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, and illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs, if there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark. And I'll follow you into the dark.
I'd love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore.
to say. We're having a party. We're all at the party. And no one here will miss you.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM.
91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Come every with our sound, yeah, you call.